morning. And what, again, another fantastic video to be able to start our time focusing upon Jesus. And let's face it, that's why we're here. That's what it's all about. And especially as if you are visiting us this morning, we are in a month of special focus upon Jesus, really, or Jesus' words in particular, under something which we've called September Soundbites. And so every day we're doing a reading from which is a quote from the Gospels about Jesus and what he said. And so that's why we're doing this. And even today we're going to pick up on being our first Sunday on one of those. But another really big thank you for joining us. It's great to have you with us. And a huge welcome to you. And if you're on the phone or whether you're first time joining us, you're more than welcome to be with us here at Emmanuel. It's really good to have you here. So let's commit our time to God, shall we? Let's pray. So Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he speaks so loudly. Thank you for all the words which he uttered when he was here on earth. But those words can change us. But Lord, we know, as that video has just reminded us, how significant was the life and the ministry of Jesus for us, for humanity on the face of this planet. So Lord, thank you. And as we focus today upon some of your words, Lord, and as we share communion too, we just pray that, Lord, you meet with us. So come now. Come into every lounge, every place where this is being watched. Just come and touch each and every one of us, we pray, in Jesus' name. And all the people said, yes, I can just about hear you, I think. Okay, just a few announcements. Obviously, I've just inferred in my prayer that we've got communion later today in our service. So if you want to take a moment just to find some bread or a cracker and some fruit juice or even a glass of real wine, we'll let you do that. Then you can participate in communion a bit later. That would be brilliant. I've also mentioned about September Soundbites. And if you would like to engage with that, if you've not got the information, if you go onto our website, you'll click on one of the banners at the front and the top of the page. It will take you to September Soundbites and you've got all the readings there with all the information. So please go for that. I think I've already, even though I sort of pulled it together, I found it a real blessing so far. And it's been a real challenge too. So do go for it. On Wednesday this week, we have our Wednesday worship on Wednesdays. And so thanks to Adam and the team for continuing to do that. That'll be 7 till 8 on Wednesday. And of course, we've still got our coffee time Zoom gathering after the service today. And if you've not got the Zoom connection on that, if you just leave a comment in the comments list here on this page, we'll send you the link. And we'll make sure you can join us too. Okay, now we're going to hand over to Adam and the Gracelands team, and they're going to lead us in some our first bit of worship. Bless you.
Good morning. Going to sing together.
There's a place where the streets shine with the glory of the Lamb. There's a way we can go there, we can live there beyond all time. Because of you, because of you, because of your love, because of your love. No more pain, no more sadness, no more suffering.
No more tears,
no more sin, no more sickness, no injustice, no more death, because of you, because of you, because of your love, because of your love. Oh, our sins are washed away. We can live forever.
Thanks, Adam. Brilliant. Great songs. But just for those of you who are a bit younger and are used to Richard doing this bit, I'm sorry, he's not here. He's gone away with the family, which is brilliant, and he deserves that. So it's going to be a bit different today. So what I'd like to do is just start by showing you a video. And I think you'll like this. It uses sand. Now that's got your brain going, hasn't it? So, and then we'll bring a bit of thought to it afterwards. Have a look at this.
Thank you.
Isn't that fantastic? I just think it's amazing. But of course, it's retelling the whole story of the creation and all that God did, and God speaking the whole of creation into being. And of course, Jesus was there as that was happening, and it was the creation, not just all the animals and the trees and everything, but you and me as well. But do you remember that one point when he'd done the tree? And you'll remember the story, you probably know it, of Adam and Eve. And then, of course, it went all dark. He put a lot of sand on the light. And then he created Jesus on the back of that, on the cross, and then brought light in right at the end of the video. And you know, that is such... I always get really challenged with that. I've seen that video so many times, but I love it. Because it's all about God bringing a change and transforming things. And you'll know we're doing the September Soundbites, and I hope you as younger people are able to do that with us, because I think it's really good. Some bits might be a bit more difficult to understand. Well, you can ask Mum and Dad about those bits. But one of the things is that it's about God transforming us. And you remember this picture? This picture. All right, which Rich showed us last week. He's with his elephant hawk moth caterpillar thing, and it becoming a beautiful moth in the end. And that's about transformation. You know, God wants to do that for us. And our verse today, which the adults are going to be thinking about, and of course you can stay on and listen to this as well. It's Jesus talking to a guy, and he says this: I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. And that means about starting afresh. And just as in the video, Jesus coming, appearing and taking away the darkness and then shedding fresh light, that's what we need to be as believers. And we need to be doing that. All of us need to be coming to Jesus and asking him to do something fresh and new in us. And that's what that born again phrase is all about. So I hope you enjoyed that. But next time you go down the beach, perhaps you and play with the sand and it fiddles through your fingers, perhaps you can think about God's creation and the way man has messed it up a bit, but that with God we can actually make it a bit better. That would be really good. And it's a reminder to me too, how easy it is for us to forget the wonder of that which God's made, but of how we've messed it up. But God, in Jesus, can give us a fresh chance. Okay, Adam's going to lead us in a song which picks up on this theme of our new relationship, if we do trust God, about what that means. Thanks, Adam.
I'm going to sing. Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood.
Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I can never be alone. 'Cause Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forever. Sing your praises forevermore.
Live with me.
Thanks again, Adam. Bless you. Now, question for everybody. Do you sometimes wish you could just start things all over again? You know, it's like rewind or hit the reset button, stop and reset. PowerPoint. Oh, it is there. We are there now. Okay. Do you ever feel like that? You know, you just want to hit the reset and say, hey, come on, let's just swallow that. Now, that happens to me quite often, and it's more particularly when I'm trying to crack a dad joke. Yeah, I know. I expect all of you dads are like this. You know, and your kids are around or other member of the younger generation, and all they do is just roll their eyes at you as much as to say, ah, oh, yeah, we're a bit slow on that, aren't we? And you think, I just can't understand why. What's wrong with our dad jokes? It's just so sad. Or it could be on those moments when you're trying to show somebody something or do something and other people are watching and you get it wrong or it just doesn't work. And I think it's one of those moments where you think, oh my goodness. It's one of those sort of may the earth just open up and swallow me sort of moments. You know, those embarrassing times. Well, I don't know if that doesn't happen to you, then it obviously just me. But it happens to me fairly often. And it's usually in services or things like this when things don't perhaps work as they should. But anyway, on a more serious note, if I can, I'm sure we're all aware of the mistakes which we've made. You know, the wrong choices we've taken over the years, or things which we've said or done wrong, and we desperately regret it afterwards, and you think, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And, you know, it's either hurt somebody or it's caused a difficulty in a situation. Well, those are the times when I'm sure, like me, you just want to wipe the slate clean. You just want to, all the rubbish just to go. And almost like as though you're being given a fresh sheet of paper. And so you can rewrite your future on it. And you can say, let's just rewind and go back over that. You know, in some ways, I suppose every new day we're given gives us something of that opportunity. But if we try and do things in our own strength and by our own ability, we'll continue to fail. We'll slip back, you know, we fall short, even of our own expectations and what we know is the right thing or the best thing to do. And what we actually need is a completely fresh start, a new start, a totally new opportunity. Well, you've heard me talk already this morning and hopefully you're following the September soundbites aspect. Well, the verse which falls for today offers us, I believe, a chance. As we read earlier with the kids, it comes from chapter 3, verse 3. And it speaks about this new fresh start. So what I want to do is just read it in the context of the whole passage. So we're going to read from verse 1 through to verse 8. And it says this. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. What do you mean? Exclaimed Nicodemus. How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So You can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. Wow. Last week, I don't know whether you remember, but Alison did a fabulous job in bringing us God's Word, but she spoke about words, actually, and particularly the fact that Jesus is the living Word, and we've just referred to it when we looked at that video, that God spoke through Jesus. He was the agent of creation, but he's described in chapter 1 as that living Word. And interestingly, verses 12 and 13 of that first chapter actually said that when he was talking to Nicodemus, he says, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So even there, at the very beginning, John was trying to put across this incredible dynamic, inspired of God, of course, about being born again, this whole fresh way, fresh new start. And let's face it, the birth of a baby into any family is a life-changing event, isn't it? Just ask a new parent. You can usually tell they've got bags under their eyes and they're not sleeping and they're looking a bit frazzled. And you could even say that about some grandparents too, who have to look after the younger children. Anyway, but it brings a whole new way of life, a complete change in your whole environment. Everything changes. Your timings of how you do life has to shift. And so the birth and new life actually brings about significant change. But, of course, in the midst of all of that, it's a happy and exciting time too. You've got a new little person around, a new life in the family. Brilliant, fabulous opportunity. So I'm sure Jesus understood and he knew that being reborn or born again, we need to see it in a very similar sort of way. It's a totally life-changing event. And it's a strange phrase, isn't it? Born again. And it's a phrase which we struggle. Even Nicodemus, of course, he couldn't get his head around it. But it's a concept that is humanly impossible. It can't happen. So what does born again actually mean? Well, in the light of what Jesus was saying to this very religious leader who got all the knowledge, but none of this, perhaps of the reality, he was trying to put across, it's something which happens on a personal basis. It's something where God makes us one with himself. He unites us with himself. It's a spiritual dynamic. And it's that moment when the barrier between us and God, the sin, is removed. When someone's life is changed. And in one sense, they can walk over the bridge which the cross of Christ actually made for us. And they can enter into a whole new way of being. It's that moment when people recognize and realize they can be forgiven. And all their past is washed away. It's that reset button I was referring to at the beginning. And this whole transformation is a spiritual thing. We cannot do it by mere human strength or by human means. It just won't work that way. Can't work that way. It's not by following a set of rules, which is, of course, what Nicodemus was struggling with. It's not by even saying the right words, or even coming to church, or even being good enough. It's just not what's going to take it. We can be Christian with a little c, but to be Christian with a capital C, I'm afraid, has to take place in the heart and in the spirit. It's a work of God by the Holy Spirit in each and every person. Now, I'm also aware that this phrase, born again, has been unhelpfully misused. And if you're one of those people who are watching and you're thinking, well, it's been thrown at me, It's been almost been used as a bit of a weapon to me. It separates rather than unites. I'm sorry, I apologise, because unfortunately it has been misused, this phrase. And it's been used to push people away because they're not there yet, rather than encouraging. God in Jesus wants to transform us. He wants the positive. And it is a very positive experience. And it's a positive process, not one which pushes people away. And it's really sad when that happens. But, you know, going back to this whole transformation process, this whole emphasis, I want to link again to that which I've used with the kids. This transforming from a caterpillar into a beautiful moth or a butterfly. And it's a completely transformative process. The caterpillar had to die in order that a chrysalis could be formed, and then it then turned into that beautiful moth. And interestingly, it was the dying of the caterpillar, or the passing of the caterpillar, before the new life of the moth or the butterfly can actually be seen. So being born again is actually the same as that. It's about a life transformation. It's about living a new life with God, becoming a new creation, changing our direction, going from what was to what now is in God, being given that fresh start, that stamping of, or the hitting of the reset button. And that's what God wants, but it's a sovereign work of God. It's not something we can do. And it takes place from the inside out. And therefore, we can try and change our outside situation, but actually that's not going to do it. It's got to happen within our hearts, deep within our spirits. As we said, Nicodemus couldn't get his head around this whole transformation of being born again either. And many of us struggle with it, to understand it. But it's about allowing the all-powerful God to have his complete and total way within us. It's in one sense that caterpillar life passing by and the new life of God by the Spirit taking over. And that's what God wants for us. And then, of course, then the process starts. We saw it in the New Testament with the Gospels and more particularly the disciples. There has to be a starting process and a growing process. So from that point of birth, then there has to be growth and change for us to really start to enter into the fullness of the life that God wants for us. But it starts in being born again. But the question, of course, we have to ask this morning is, are you in that place? If you're watching this morning and you're thinking, well, yeah, I know a lot about Jesus, I know a lot about church, and I've read the Bible a bit, but have you been deeply transformed? Have you been born again by the Spirit of God? Has God taken that all that stuff from the past, and has he transformed it? Has he removed it and given you that fresh new hope? If you're not in that place, and you're not yet in the kingdom, then I want to lead you in a short prayer which is going to enable that to happen. So if you are wanting to make that commitment, then just follow these words with me if you would. So Lord Jesus Christ, I am sorry for all the things that I have done wrong in my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything that I know is wrong, from that old caterpillar type life, and I want to become a new being in you. Thank you that you died on the cross for me, so that I could be forgiven and I could be set free. Thank you that you offer me forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift. Please come into my life. Birth me anew by your Holy Spirit to be with you and you in me forever. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you're already a Christian and you realise that actually you haven't really taken your life further on, then perhaps we need to be letting God do that very thing within us. All is not lost if you've let things slip, okay? we can come back and we can give our lives to him afresh. We can ask for that fresh blowing of the Holy Spirit, of that wind which Jesus talked about in that passage. We can ask for that again, that the Holy Spirit might renew and rebirth us, even every single day. And in one sense, that's a good place to start, so that that new life of God can rise within us. So let's pray that God will do that. And as we come towards communion, we're going to have that opportunity to remember that, that in one sense, like going back to that sun video at the beginning, you know, all the darkness can be taken away and all the light can be brought. And that was because of what Jesus did for us. So we need to be eternally grateful for all that Christ did. And we're going to celebrate that in a moment or two when we share communion together. But in order to help us to get our mind into that place, we're going to have a song, and Adam's going to lead it, When I Survey. Thank you.
When I survey
draw near to communion. Let me read you Mark's version of the Last Supper. And let's consider that in some way, at different times perhaps, but we're all Judases. We all betray Jesus. We let him down. And we all need his cleansing. So let me read you from Mark 14, verses 17 to 25. In the evening, Jesus arrived with the 12. As they were at the table eating, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, one of you eating with me here will betray me. Greatly distressed, each one asked in turn, am I the one? He replied, it is one of you 12 who is eating from this bowl with me. For the Son of Man must die, as the scriptures declared long ago. But how terrible it will be for the one who betrays him. It would be better for that man if he had never been born. As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it into pieces and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between me and as God and his people. It is poured out as a sacrifice for many. I tell you the truth, I will not drink it again until I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. It's a challenging passage all about that betrayal. And you know, that's how sometimes we all are. So let's come afresh, recognising our sin and our betrayal before God, and yet knowing his forgiveness and his restart, his rebirthing process, his restoration process as we confess. Let's just take a time just in silence now as we prepare for communion. I'm sure for many of us there are those thoughts of what we have done and where we have betrayed Jesus. Well, all is not lost. We can confess because of what Jesus did on the cross, and we can be reshaped, reformed, transformed, and cleansed. So let's say together the words of this confession. Heavenly Father, I confess my sins to you, the sins of the past and of the present, those hidden and forgotten, as well as those remembered, my sins of thought and desire, of word, of deed, and of omission, the sins that I am too dull of heart to see, the sins that others can see and I cannot, the sins known to you alone. I am sorry for all of them. I ask you to forgive me through the merit of Jesus, my Saviour. Please renew your life in me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's come to this table. Your bread, your wine at home, as well as that which we have here. Let's come to this table, not because we must, but because we may. Not because any of you are strong, but because you are weak. Come not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need God's mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and he gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. So let's give thanks for the bread and for the wine. So Lord God, we want to thank you for the powerful symbolism of bread and wine. Thank you, Lord, that it so powerfully expresses your immense sacrifice, your deep, deep love for humanity. That, Lord, it now gives us a fresh start. It washes us clean. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us as we take the bread and as we drink the wine together today, that, Lord, you would remind us deeply of all that you have done and the immense love which you have for us. So thank you, Jesus, in your lovely name. Amen. And so, of course, let's take your bread, let's break it, let's thank God for all that he has given into the Lord Jesus. Let's take and eat. Thank you, Lord. And then let's remember that Jesus' blood was poured out so that we might be cleansed and forgiven. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your immense sacrifice. Remind us now that we are made new in the kingdom because of what you have done. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's drink together. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this restart which you've given to us, that Lord, in you we can be born again. We can be born afresh. Thank you that you love us and you give us a daily opportunity to come to you. And thank you for what we've been able to share simply as a reminder of that through the bread and the wine. Just continue to be with us, we pray. And help us, Lord, to follow you, to grow, to follow your lead, to be truly your disciples. We pray these things, Jesus, for your kingdom's sake and for your glory. Amen. We're going to join together now in our final song, and Adam's going to lead us, Cornerstone.
Strong, the Savior's love to
trumpet sound. Oh, may I bear him in his vows, just in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne.
Adam and team, bless you for leading us in the worship there. And if there's anything which God has put his finger on perhaps today, which you think, I just need to chat to somebody, then do leave a note in the comments and say, Mark, could you get in touch or something? And I'd love to do that. I'd love to be able to help if at all possible. Or of course, you're somebody else. You could go to your life group leader or whoever. But please, let's keep our life moving on with God and entering into that fullness of what he's got for us. Okay, we're going to bring our service to a close, as we have done each week while we've been live streaming with the words of the grace. And even though we can't be physically connected together, it's great to be able to see different people. And this week, it's great to have Rob and Bethany Foster, who are going to lead us. So, bless you, and thanks for joining us.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
be with us all, forevermore. Amen.